Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say your word again against ascendancy in our hearts this morning, in our hearts this morning, in our hearts this morning. There is comprehension, there is reception. None is stubborn, none is rebellious to the truth of God's word in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Thank you. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Stop this, please, part what? Okay. 6. We'll be having great time with the Word of God this morning. Great time with the Word of God this morning. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, all power, all might, they belong to the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So I've taught you to play. Have that habit of always going through your notes, okay? Anything we taught last time, please have that attitude. Always go through it. This is not a static knowledge. We're not just doing one of those things. We want you to be committed. Brother Joshua, if I catch any of you distracting me this morning. Okay, so this is not just one of the plenty things out there that we do. You should understand our style. This style is intentional to get you to be committed to knowledge. You should not be called a Christian 30 years old and maybe for 15 years old in faith, and you are not consistent in teaching, in preaching. If I ask some of you that, how many people have you gotten saved all this way? You know, the answers may be funny. So it's not that Christians don't know what to do. But that is why in explaining 2 Peter chapter 1 from Second Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15-16, I said there must be doctrine, right? There must be teaching. Then there must be what? Instruction. Or else you just see that saints knew everything, they knew all they ought to know, yet they are not doing what they ought to do. Praise God. There must be teaching, and there must be what? Instruction. Say instruction. So we have been looking at what we call, sorry, before go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Open your Bible. So this is where we stopped around here from verse 30. Let us read. Oh, 30 is too, okay, still has too far. So let's read from verse 27. 1 Corinthians 11, 27. 1, 2, go. Let's read. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this blood of the Lord, how unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So that means you must eat, and you must eat how? Worthily. Are you with me? So you must eat, right? But you must eat worthily. It's not an instruction not to eat. It's not an instruction not to partake. It's an instruction to partake. It's an instruction to eat. Praise God. Praise God. Is Pastor Jay out there? Oh no, she's kidnapped people that delayed her. Please let her come in. She was just marking, assessing some cardinal scripts this morning. So 27, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So that is what I call fellowshipping in disharmony. So let's read verse 28 together. I want to go 28. But let a man what? Examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Amen, amen. So he said you should examine yourself to what? To eat, to fellowship. Don't forget, eating here is to symbolize what? Fellowshipping in love. In love. That means you can fellowship, but if you don't fellowship in love, that is what 1 Corinthians 13 is describing, that although you have all tongues, although you give all your goods to the poor, but love is absent, what will happen? It profited nothing. That means if love is not the motivation, once love is absent, your giving will not be able to achieve the desired end. It will not be able to achieve what is meant to achieve. Who can give me an example? Who can remember one of the examples I gave? Like, okay, how will it profit nothing? That's the question. No. Okay, at least now. You need a pen. Okay, take. Have I given? But if love is not there, how will it profit you nothing? How will it profit nothing? Yes?
The end is God, is love.
God's end will not be arrived at. How? Something is missing. Yes. What will be missing in the equation? Intention. If I give you grudgingly, I said something when I was describing devotion. If I gave you grudgingly, thank you. If I gave you grudgingly, but since I gave out of grudge, what will most likely happen the next time you come to ask me again? I may not give, right? So that means once grudge is in me, my giving will not be repetitive. I said something like that last time. It will not be consistent, right? That means although I gave you right now, but the giving will, in fact, I can even give you and I go behind you and start backbiting you. See that girl? Praise God. So that profited nothing. We can trace it. We can see how it will profit nothing. E.g., for instance, I was describing prophecy too. If you are just the type that just want to prophesy to impress, just want to speak to impress, at the end of the day, you can miss the vital information because the motivation is wrong, the intention is wrong. Are you with me? So also, he is now saying in 1 Corinthians 11, although you fellowship, but how must you fellowship? How must you fellowship? Worthily, right? So, but if I don't fellowship worthily, although I see fellowship, but that scripture is saying I am drinking damnation to myself. Wow, that's a lot. That means, although I'm in church, although I came, but my coming will most likely make somebody else worse off. Are you with me? Praise God. Although you are here, but your coming could actually discourage more people. The people who create strife, divisions, it is in church. So it's not just what we do, but the how and the intention. Say intention. Thank you. So 28, I taught you this clearly last time. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat. So should correction make you to withdraw? Once you are corrected, what should happen? to be better, so that you can what? Fellowship better. Not that, okay, they said that I did this wrong. Okay. Should be, is it not because I did it at all? In fact, next time, I will not do it at all. That is now to partake. That is now, you are not even partaking at all again. That's bad. Say, God corrects us to make us better. Say, correction should never put me in a naughty corner. Okay, let's read verse 29. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Verse 30. For this cause many are what? Weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So if we won't judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 32. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the word. We explained all this in detail the last time. Get part 5 of offices, you will understand. So he's saying, if when we are judged, that means when the consequence of disharmony happens, we try to, we took a vote on this last time, and we are able to arrive at the fact that judge there means that, okay, when the deed now happens, so we should yes see it as a correction of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the word, that it should no longer happen again. 33 and 34, one to go, let's read. Yes. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, when you come together to eat, Holy Communion or Love Feast? Love is right. Okay. Tarry one for another. 34. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you may come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I don't give offense, and I don't pick offense. Say, I don't create room for offense, and I don't enter any circle of offense. So that is the point. I have told you, don't be the reason why someone will pull back from ministry. Don't be that reason. 1 Corinthians 10:31. 10:31. We read this last time. Therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense neither to the Jew, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. This is the life of a minister. That is the life of a minister. See it again. See that verse 33. Let's read 33 together. I want to go. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. That is the life of a minister. These are grand rules in office. You are here to serve. You are here to serve, not to be served. That's the grand rule. Okay, today, Romans 12. Please, if you're outside, joyfully come inside. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Start booking next time. I said those who are about to start, exempt them today. I didn't expect Rose and the sacrifice to be outside. Those who are about to start, they are to me, they have not received exam, so they are about to start. Are you with me? So I'm the only particular about workers in training, members in training. Thank you. Where am I? 12 verse 1. Are you still there? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. Wow. That's a lot. Now, hope you know that the blood offered in the Old Testament is a dead sacrifice. That means they bring the animal dead to the pulpit. Sorry, to the altar to be slaughtered. It's been brought dead. Dead. Like, dead, lifeless. But the living one is the one that God asks for. Living sacrifice. Don't forget, most of these scriptures are taken from the Old Testament. Brother Joshua, on this light, explains that. So these scriptures are taken from the Old Testament. So the living one is what God asks for. He's saying, although they bring dead sacrifice to the altar in the Old Testament, but God asks for which type? Living. Wow. Meaning, you will have your will. Yes, you will choose the will of God. Living sacrifice. You will have your will. Yes, you will choose the will of God. That means, although, that animal that is being brought dead to the altar, it could not go anywhere again. But the real one that God asks for is the one that actually has his desire, his will, his emotion, his own plans. But yet, he will now choose what? Will of God. Say living, but a sacrifice. Living, but God does not ask for robots. That is why in Adam, in from Genesis chapter 2, chapter 3, we have seen God always playing to the choice of man. He allows man to make his choice. God does not manipulate. He does not coerce. That's why in our prayers too, prayers is not to manipulate people. Any prayer for manipulation is not God that answered. When you tell somebody to die and he dies, that is manipulation. You just shut down his life. That is not his will. That's why most times when we minister healing, we ask you, do you want to be healed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, God does not override the will of man. Please don't forget that. It does not override the will of man. Romans 12 verse 2. So living yet a sacrifice. Living yet a sacrifice. You will have what you would have done with your life, yet you will choose this life. So this is what Moses was teaching them in the Old Testament. Paul is now explaining clearly right now. Verse 2, let's read, yes, sir. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, sacrifice in the Old Testament, they don't complain. So today, our sacrifice is love, 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 love. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Let me tell you the truth. The only good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for all mankind is ministry. The only thing that fits into those three things, good, acceptable, and perfect. Your boo may fit into good and acceptable. He will never fit into what? Perfect. Are you with me? A good job can never fit into perfect. So that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, the intersection between the three, the only place you find the three together is where? Ministry. That is why from verse 3, just read down, you will see what he started describing. He was not describing marriage ceremony. Are you with me, good people? Thank you. So our sacrifice today is love. We don't complain in showing 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 love. Ministry is love. It's love. Now you are saved eternally, yet you are learning so that you can bring others into this reality. That is love. That is love. Put subjecting yourself to this type of situation. It is love. Philippians 2 verse 1. Willing sacrifice. Willing sacrifice. Philippians 2 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Say one mind. Verse 3, one to go, says, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. That's why I love to tell the workers, it's not about you scoring 90, you must bring others up. It's a church. It's a church. It's not about, yes, I know it. You must be able to bring people up. Very soon, I'll be dethroning my workers. Workers that fails to bring somebody up in membership training. I will be dethroned. They will go back and start membership training again. You must bring others up. Continuities of God. Continuities of God. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me, brethren? So he now said in, where am I? Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5, let's read this. Let this mind be you. Hallelujah. Which also is, where? Don't forget, what is the motivation for all this we are saying? The sacrifice of Christ, right? That means we pick from the love of Christ. Same as Romans 5 verse 5. The love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts by who? By the Holy Ghost. So from that love of Christ, that is where we pick love for men. That's where we pick love for ministry. Amen, amen. So verse 6. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of servant, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So people must not see our difference. We must march with so much unity. People must not see our difference. We must march together. We must march forward with so much unity. Say so much unity. John 12, verse 23. So much unity. We must march together with so much unity. John 12, 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come, and the Son of Man should be glorified. 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it died, it bringeth forth much fruit. 25. Everybody want to go? Yes. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto. Do you know how we usually run from this verse before? We say, this is Jesus speaking under the law. We just escape. This is new creation reality. Amen. See it again. Read 25 again. Want to go, guys? He that loveth his life shall what? So if you love you, it's for you, right? I love my life. I love me. You will lose it. That means at the end of the day, what the so-called thing you say you love, you call it vanity. We won't be satisfied. It's not talking about that is figurative. You should understand what it is. Even love his life there. It's not saying, even you now. Is he saying you eat your heart or no? That's not what he's saying. But that means when I ask you, what are your plans? What are your plans for the next 2 years? I'll just see you talking. And we didn't see anything for somebody else. We didn't see anything for that. We didn't see anything for ministry. You are just loving your life. What are you planning for the next 3 years? Sir, I need to travel to this place and do my master. After this one, I need to do this. Then I have to deceive a girl to marry me. Then I have to do that. You will lose it. That's the point. That's what he's saying. That means when you live for yourself. Say, but he that what? That it is life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Let me tell you the truth. Ministry will look like you hate your life. It's not me that wrote it. It's in the Bible. These are the unread parts of the Bible. And it's there. And it's not Moses speaking. It's Jesus. The one that died for your sin. He that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. 26. Slowly. 1, 2, go. Guys, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Hallelujah. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say service is what we do in leadership. So that's the point. In service, it will look like you hate your life. It is normal. That Jesus told me to expect it. If ministry is convenience, if ministry is indulgence, if it's everything, then he won't have spoken like this. It will look like you ate your pursuit. It will look like you don't want to progress in life like your counterpart. It is normal. Anything you call ministry, that he gave you all that space, all that allowance to pursue your earthly goals to the highest extreme. It's not ministry. It's not. That's the truth. Please take it. Don't leave it. I mean, Pastor, I don't have to be saying take it or leave it. You came here to take it. So I will take it. Please don't leave it. That's the truth. You will have lawful things to do with your life, yet you will choose this life. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, John. That is John 12, right? Let's see John 13. So service is what we do in leadership. Service is what we do in leadership. John 13, 12. This is when he washed his feet. No, I didn't know how people would just see these things as literal. Jesus used parables, figure of speech. See, today we are, people are still doing feet washing service. Figurative. Same way when you are talking, when he was talking about eating bread and drinking blood, it cannot be literal. There is a lesson he wants you to pick. John 13, let's just read 12 to 17 together. John 13, 12 to 17, please, loud and clear, when to go. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me master and Lord, and you say, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Hallelujah. 16. Yes, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Just describe James 1 for you again. Be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. So he said, happy are you. Satisfied. You will, there will be that inner joy. I'm serving God. What is the reward of serving God? Let me tell you the truth. You will see the reward clearly in two places. Firstly, you will see it in the life of your disciples. They will be advancing, they will be progressing. Secondly, you will see is in a joy, inner joy. You will just be happy you are serving God. That's all. Like, that is all I can guarantee you. Others, even if you are not in ministry, good health, like we can guarantee you, even if you are not in ministry. Wealth, if you know what to do, it will be guaranteed if you are not in ministry. But that inner joy, that inner satisfaction. Well, I remember there was a day, then I was in RCG, and it was the day it was a very difficult weekend, and I think it's now coupled with somebody now talked to me falsely, and I was, and that day we had to do this Congress rally. No rally? That we put speaker in cars, we dance around the town. Then, yes, time for Holy Ghost Congress, right? Yeah. So, without me, they will almost not be able to do it because I will have to set up the instrument. But then I was tired and I was like, hey, just a bit. That's now I was going and saying, well, you can do this thing without me, Jerry. Yeah. So I was just throwing them. You can do it without me. Let me just go in. Which one is too much, Steph. So you are done. They will still talk to you. They don't see it. And I can't forget that day. It was, no, that's why I keep telling you. At times, some of you rely on a daily voice of God to do the right thing. You want God to be speaking until he speaks every day. Do you know what is in Psalm 78? Like we read sometimes a while ago. He said, the issue with Israel is that what? They forgot his works. That means they forgot what he did. The past should be a blessing to you. The past should be a blessing to for your future. That means the memories of the past should cause you to put up the right attitude. What he told you before. That's today, that maybe this year that this man just hacking you, stabbing you with the word left and right. You are not even hearing God. It was not even clear again. Remember what he said. I can't forget. It was in the hot sun. Like, you know, God speaks by inner witness, inner witness, feeling, prompting, etc. But this one is not inner witness. I just heard clearly, like from the sun. Say, but I am depending upon you. Thank you for what you have done. I froze where I was. You are depending on me. Thank you. I just got to pa. Take some garri or one small food. Pick my gadget again. Rush back to church. It depends on us. It depends on us. Now, if maybe today now, maybe your small center did something to me, I'm not discouraged. You should simply what? Remember. Remember. See, if God now start telling you every day that I love you, do it. I love you. Go and preach. I love you. Go and do it. That is also a small type of witchcraft. You don't know? The girl doesn't like you. Say, I don't like you. You are now buying suya for her every day. Is that not witchcraft? You are buying your way into her heart. That means you want to make her to what? Oh, say, I don't like you. And she now, you now brought bank alert. What's that kind? Bank alert. Now Range Rover Sport. Reg. To propose to her. So you have put her in a dangerous position. Say, I don't like you. I want to marry for, I don't want to marry for what? No, you now brought Range Rover. You are a witchcraft. Sorry, you are a witch. You are a witch. You are a witch. Sorry, but I was pressing you. You are not the witch I was talking about. It's divine at your back. Amen. So Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are you when you do them. Serve. So that inner joy, satisfaction that I am serving God. That's one thing we get. Go back to Mark 10:42. Yeah. Mark 10:42. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles. Gentiles there just symbolize the Eden. Symbolize, okay? Symbolize. Just which we are Gentiles. But we are in Christ. So yeah, it's a symbol, it's symbolism. It's not every time you see Gentiles in the Bible that is talking about them. It's talking about sinners. But yeah, it's just talking about them. To rule over the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them. What did he say? And their great ones exercise authority over them. 43, want to go? But so shall he not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be of all. 45, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, like, I love the way Pastor Nika explains this. He says, service is not the way to greatness. Right? Service is greatness in God's kingdom. You know, you are serving so that you can be served tomorrow. That is not, oh, no. We are serving because we love to serve. We are serving because that is what God works in us to serve. God works in us to serve. So, also, if somebody asks you, why are you serving? Don't say, I'm serving because I like ushering. No, I am serving because Jesus served me. That's the doctrinal way to answer. Say, we serve because Jesus, he served us. Oh, hallelujah. He served us in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection, he served us. He served us. Say, Jesus served me. Therefore, I chose to serve well. Just bend your spirit. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Jesus served us. So we chose to serve well. He served us, so we chose to serve well. Served us, so we chose to serve well. He served us, so we chose to serve well. He served us so we should also serve well. Service is greatness here. Service is not a means to an end. No. Service is greatness to us. 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 Oh managavasta gavada capantis toga vile randamas togo vatas togo vashates toga vites togo vantes togandos. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so like I have said last week, so you have to pardon us today. We are still looking for the best. Yes, we know this church, and everything must be decently and in order.